What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show. Hump Day. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo.
Ooh, I like this one, Bo.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's just the week of beefs.
No, dog.
It's the week of beefs. We, you know, obviously the Super Bowl thing, but then we talked earlier in the show about John Rocker and Patrick Mahomes Sr.
Yeah.
That's a throwback.
And that's why it's like whenever you're talking and your algorithm comes up on your social media and it had another beef, I'm like, hold on. How is this a beef?
Good. Share more beefs. We need all the beefs. This one sounds made up, but.
Soulja Boy and Marlon Wayans. Now, I've had the privilege to hang around Marlon.
He seems awesome.
One of the best people I've ever met in my life.
Marlon Wayans seems great.
One of the best people I've ever met in my life. Yeah. He is such a cool bro. I met him because him and Sean Phillips, SP, are really good friends.
Oh, cool.
And so he is one of the nicest brothers ever.
Yeah.
Why the hell is he beefing with Soulja Boy?
Uh-huh.
And so I'm looking at, you know.
I would love to know.
Yeah. And he said, and the thing about Soulja Boy is this. He had some hits. He had two hits.
Sure.
He's still popular. He's still popping like he's like one of the chart toppers.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like he has this thing he got to, I don't know. I don't know. Again, I don't know why they're beefing, but he's talking about him and White Chicks and talking about sellout and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as most people do, they release DMs. And Marlon releases a DM of Soulja Boy saying, "Big bro, put me in a movie."
Yeah, beef over. I mean, Marlon just won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just like, when you beef with people, especially in today's era, because we were talking about your boy.
Yeah.
Blank you.
This is exactly
the
same thing.
This is exactly what we're talking about. Your boy who tried to clown you.
He did clown me. He got me. I forgot he had the ultimate Trump card.
He got the Trump. When you know somebody got the Trump card.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You got to be careful with trying to clown them.
Yeah. You can't. If you ask Marlon Wayans to be in a movie, you can't make fun of his movies.
You can't make fun of his movie because you are like, "Big bro, let me be in the movie."
Yeah.
So, yeah. Who next?
I don't know.
Who next?
Tommy Davidson and like Montel Jordan?
Dude. Again, another gentleman that I had an opportunity to meet. Tommy Davidson is smaller than Wendy. That's how little this dude is.
Wendy's not very big.
I've seen Montel Jordan.
Yeah.
Montel Jordan's bigger than me.
Oh, okay. That'd be bad beef.
Montel Jordan's bigger than me.
It'd be over quick.
Could you imagine him smacking Tommy Davidson?
I can't.
And Tommy doing the two hand like covering his cheek. Oh
yeah, I can. I don't know, like David Alan Greer and
like
Chili from TLC.
Like what would they be beefing about?
Anything? Who knows?
Oh my
People
God.
Beef about everything these days.
David Alan Greer and Jim Carrey beef would be pretty fun. Maybe some like 30 years ago.
Something that happened on In Living Color.
Something from In Living Color.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to. I was just naming other In Living Color people. And musicians.
Oh, like
that's what I was
but
doing.
I love it. Like, yeah, like that would be because I love that show.
Oh, it's a great show.
God, I love that show.
It's an incredible
but
show.
It's like, damn, Marlon Wayans.
He, Keenan and Ivory Wayans, and oh man, I don't know. Give me a good '80s star here. We gotta go back.
Like, in, like, Jack
Gloria
Nicholas?
Estefan.
Like, him and Jack or something?
Yeah. Nah, Jack's too big. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to see Jack.
Who knows what Jack's
Jack knew where the body's at.
Yeah, Jack's not even on social media. Because this has to take place on social media.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if Keenan's on, but that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
how the hell? Like J-Lo and the sister who used to dance hard as J-Lo when J-Lo was a fly girl.
That'd be great.
And oh, my God, I always forget that young lady's name. But, like, she was better than J-Lo.
It just seems like beefs are the on-ramp to bigger fame these days.
Yes.
Like, we talked about the Super Bowl halftime show and all that. I think we've done probably a lot of that conversation. But that, you know, the beef probably got him to the halftime show. I've said this all the way back to other ones that have happened. You and I need to have, a rival. We need to have a rival media something.
No,
in order to prop
don't
this thing up.
Don't put me in that M-word category.
All right, whatever you want to call it. But, like, we need to have a beef with someone publicly. In order to take this thing to the next level.
But you know this about me.
If there's a beef, you're going to end it.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, but if it happens, I'll start it and you finish it.
Because the one thing about these beefs is it's no violence.
Perfect. We don't even need any.
But that's the thing about Andy. You know that I get, I got that quick trigger.
Yeah.
Yes, I have this trigger effect about me. Because that's why I don't bother nobody.
Because you don't want to have to pull that out.
But that's the thing about it. I don't need to. I ain't got a problem with nobody. I got no problem with nobody in this business. Now, I don't like people.
We
in
should,
this
though.
There's
That's
a
all
difference.
I'm saying.
There's a difference
like,
between
we're doing
no problem.
Great. We're doing great. It's going good. We're here.
Yes.
It's good.
Yes.
You want to perform halftime at the Super Bowl?
We are.
We got to pick a fight with a Canadian.
We are in the upper echelon. Like what I say on New Year's Eve, we're in the upper echelon in this business, in this city, amongst everything.
I agree with that. I feel good about
that. But the thing about it is, what's the word I'm looking for? I ain't got no problem with nobody. I don't like some of y'all, and most of y'all know who you are.
What's the difference?
Yeah, most of y'all know who you are, but I don't want no beef, man.
Right, there's no point.
Ain't no point.
I know, but it.
Ain't no point. Because
okay.
One thing I
Fine.
Know about, see, but
Fine.
The thing about
I'll
it is,
do it myself.
It'll be you that'll knock one of them out for me.
Sure. Yeah. Of course.
I can see Andy coming
right
out
hook.
Of nowhere and just knocking somebody out the hell out. Now, we just having beef on Twitter, and we might be a damn... At the Cheetah or something one night, which, it could happen.
Yeah.
And they come in.
It happens a lot.
And Andy's like, ain't that over there?
Yeah. And then you just run up on him.
You know me? I'm like, who?
I know,
think
about what that would do for the status of the show. That's all I'm saying.
If we got in a bar fight in a strip club, Andy, with another show, Andy, we'd be fired.
That's true. That's a good point. Hey, when you knocked out that guy, that older sports radio host?
We'd be fired.
Yeah, you're fired.
Yeah.
Please clean out your desk. Oh, you don't have a desk? You have to leave. Never come back. You can never come back.
We'd be fired.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right about that. Hey, congratulations to Outkast.
Yeah. Man.
They have been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of
Fame. I thought they were already in.
No, you got to wait like 25 years or something from your first release. I don't know what it is. But yeah, they're nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They will be considered for the 2025 induction ceremony. I don't know how they're not first ballot.
I don't understand.
But I also
either.
Don't know how any of this works.
Next thing.
But hopefully they go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Maybe they'll perform.
Does Andre show up?
Exactly. That's
the thing. That's my thing about
All
it.
All I do.
Is Dre going to be in Singapore sitting on the corner with Delonte West fluting?
How's he going to know? Somebody's going to have to tell him in person. If they make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, someone's going to have to just see him in a park and be like, hey, you guys made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
For
and
real?
He's like, oh, wow, cool. Not for the flute record. No offense. I know you sold a lot of records and all that. And that's great. For Outkast, you guys. I know. I'm always looking for ways that maybe they can perform together. Maybe that'll be it.
Maybe. You never know. Was it that, brother?
I listened to that album a couple times.
I like that album.
Me too.
Yeah.
Really good. I haven't listened to it since.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But it's not like on the rotation.
It's a great outdoor, like middle of the afternoon record blowing over the speakers.
Yeah.
It's
very
good.
Good background noise, that kind of stuff.
Is.
Yeah, it's definitely good for that. Is Dallas the angriest sports city right now? Because Atlanta's kind of, we're always in the mix.
We're
always in the mix.
Dallas. And we're just talking about because they're sports team. Dallas is definitely Dallas. Definitely New Orleans.
Okay.
Definitely New Orleans.
All right. Those two teams are pretty bad.
Yeah. But I'll put Atlanta in there.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, there's nothing worse than Dallas right now between their football team and them trading away a generational player.
Yeah. No,
definitely.
They're currently the number one seed for most outraged fan base, which I don't blame them for. The team's bad. Now, they have a championship more recently because the Rangers won the World Series in 22 and the Braves won it in 21. But I don't think anything as bad as what's happening there has happened here in a while. So we'll take solace in that. At least it's worse there. Nobody's showing up to the arena with fire anybody signs right now.
No.
Now, I don't know what it would take for something like that to happen. Hopefully not. Hopefully the teams here just do well and we don't have to deal with that. But yeah, that's what's going on in Dallas now.
Don't they have the Stars? Don't they have the Stars?
I don't know if the Stars are good.
Stars or something?
They used to be good when they had Mike Modano.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they're good anymore.
I don't, you know what?
Oh, it's on the, sheet, oh, yeah. Abe says.
Yeah, I don't, like Abe typed too little.
Well, it's hockey, too.
And it's hockey also. Finished 11th in the Western Conference. Yeah, see, only Abe knows that. I think that, you know, when you look at the sports fan here in Atlanta, it's just, and we talked about this, and I hate the fact that it's like this here, is that you're waiting for something bad to happen.
Yeah, it's like that everywhere.
And it's, no. Because you've done this business job and everything.
Not like
that.
Every person is like that, but there's people like that.
Living
everywhere.
Here and covering this team, and I just want to talk about these teams here in Atlanta, it's always like that. When everything is good, when things are going well for your sports team, you always are sitting there bracing yourself for that kicking ass. Mm-hmm. And I hate that for this band. I mean, that's one of the best things about this job is being out and about and interacting with the fans of these teams. I love talking to Falcon fans. Love talking to Hawks fans. Love it. Love it. Obviously, Braves and United, but mainly I'm going to talk about the Falcon fans. It's like you love talking because they're so damn loyal. Like, you ain't no fake Falcon fan.
You can't be.
You know what I'm saying?
There's no such thing.
Yeah, and no such thing as that.
If you're a Falcons fan, you're a diehard. You have to be. Otherwise, you would have quit by now.
Exactly. This is the same with the Hawks. Yep. You know, and the reason the Braves have so many fans because of how they were broadcast nationally on TBS and everything.
But their fans are like that,
but
too.
But their fans like that. But that's what
they're
I'm saying.
They're just like
they're
that.
They're scared as hell when the playoffs come.
One's more negative in the world than my wife during a Braves playoff
game. Yeah, just scared as hell. Yeah. Waiting for that other shoe to drop.
But you know why, though?
Because it does.
Because it always
does. I understand. That's what I understand. They talk about, when we talk about, what is your sports wish? If I had a sports wish, it would be that. It would be, first of all, there ain't going to be no party that you've ever seen in life if the Falcons win a damn Super Bowl.
It's true.
There's this city, and they deserve it.
Yeah.
There's nothing, no party you can show me anywhere on this planet that a team won a championship that it'll be like,
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Falcons win the damn Super Bowl.
The parade down Peachtree would be one of the all-time events
Nothing
ever.
Like you've ever seen in life.
And you know where our office is located?
Right on damn Peachtree.
Right here on Peachtree. We just go downstairs. It'd be one of the biggest parties ever.
Ever.
I know.
Ever.
I really, really hope it happens.
I do too.
Really
yeah,
hope it happens.
That feeling, I'm just like, damn. Because you know when we come to work on that day, you're like, damn. And we open the phones up, and they all sound the same.
We just have to ask them, because we broadcast from the Braves parade, and they flew by us going about 45. Yeah. I think I saw Freddie Freeman.
Slow
I wasn't sure.
Down.
When the Falcons do it, drive slow. Drive slow. We want to see you. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.